Friends in Christ, we listen this weekend in our first reading to the book of Job. Job is a man who could be described as a portrait of human misery. That we know from the opening chapter, the Lord has allowed him to be afflicted in almost every possible way. That in his body, he has disease and illness. He's lost loved ones. He's lost his property, his good name. It's all been taken from him in one tragic scene after another, until we find him this weekend really at a distance from God, waiting to hear from the Lord. And he laments in that first reading, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? I've been assigned months of misery, and troubled nights have been allotted to me. The night drags on. I'm filled with restlessness until the dawn. I shall not see happiness again." And perhaps in our own lives we've once felt that way, or maybe even now, are experiencing life as a burden. That there are many conflicts and challenges and sorrows that can easily weigh us down. St. Teresa of Avila, who's really one of the brightest, joyful saints that we have in the church, could easily laugh at herself and at those around her, once said in the Way of Perfection, writing to her spiritual daughters, she says, "Life here on earth is like a long night in a bad inn." So sort of tongue-in-cheek, but also with a sense of realism. She communicates that life here can be like a long, burdensome evening in a bad hotel. It's not easy. It's challenging sometimes, the burdens that we carry. One of her great confreres, St. John of the Cross, was himself going through affliction. He had been isolated and maltreated by members of his own religious order. And a nun who was very close to him wrote a letter to him saying, "I don't understand your situation. Where is God in all this? Where's love? I don't find love in the situation you're going through." And he responded rather famously and wrote back to her, "If you look into a place and don't find love, then you put love there. And then when you look, you'll find it. If you look into a place and you don't find love, then you put love there. And then you will find it." In a remarkable way, that's precisely God's response to human misery. That he puts Christ in the middle of it. And that's what we find in our gospel this weekend. You know, 12 chapters after the one we listened to this weekend from the book of Job, Job states, "For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth." It's a prophecy that Christ will come and help him in his affliction. In the gospel this weekend, Christ comes into the middle of human misery, and he responds with a remedy. So they tell him immediately, still in the first chapter of St. Mark's gospel, that Peter's mother-in-law is afflicted with a fever, maybe even dying. And he lays his hands on her, and she's healed. And seeing the power of Christ to change the human misery that we often encounter, they bring to him the sick and the suffering, those possessed by demons. And he lays his hands on them. He heals them. He brings a resolution and a remedy to those who are suffering. But in the end, it will not be enough. That at the end of the night, he withdraws to a quiet place and they come seeking him. "Lord, everyone's looking for you." And Jesus says, "Let us go on to the nearby villages that I may preach there also, For this reason have I come. He'll never reach the last village, the last country, the last space. It's not possible for him to reach all of these places and confront human misery on every level. But the design of Christ, the desire of Christ, and the will of Christ is to found the church so that he can reach everyone and respond as the remedy for human suffering. That he gives us hope. He gives us new life. He gives us the healing that we long for through his body, the church. And we find the markings of that mission of the church in a significant way in the reading of the gospel this weekend. Jesus shows us what the church is called to do, to be the remedy for human misery. Beginning with Peter's mother-in-law, we're told that they told Jesus about her. She was afflicted, and they told Jesus about her. That's intercessory prayer. That we're called to tell Jesus about those in our lives who are afflicted. To say, Lord, I don't know what to do, but you do. We should all have a list of people we pray for and intercede for with the Lord. They told Jesus about her. They interceded. Secondly, we're told that they brought the sick to Jesus for healing. He laid his hands on them, touched them, and they were healed. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says Jesus, who touches people in the gospel, continues to reach out and touch them in the sacraments of the church in order that he might heal them. But they brought Jesus, these people who were afflicted, and that's how they received the healing. We're called to bring people to Jesus in the sacraments of the church. As a priest for 20 years, I've anointed hundreds of people, the anointing of the sick. But I can almost count on one hand how many people themselves asked me for that sacrament. You know, the overwhelming majority comes as a phone call or somebody after Mass will approach me and say, would you please anoint my loved one who's suffering or is dying or is fearful about a surgery that's coming up? That we bring people to Jesus in the sacraments of the church for healing. Is it possible that the Lord might be asking you to invite somebody to Mass to encounter the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist? We bring people to the sacraments where they can receive healing. They brought the sick to Jesus, and he healed them. And finally, Jesus says at the end of the gospel, for this reason I've come, to preach the gospel. That we're called to get out into the world after being strengthened in word and sacrament, and we are to share the good news with those who are suffering, to tell them that they're not alone, that they can be forgiven, that God loves them, that he has a plan for their lives, that he's calling them to eternal life in Christ. Not everyone knows that message. Not everyone understands that message. But we're called to get out into the world and to preach it, to make it known. Because in the words of Saint Teresa of Avila, Christ has no body now but yours, no hands, no feet on earth but yours. Yours are the eyes through which he looks compassion on this world, and yours are the feet with which he walks to do good. Christ has no body now but yours.